I'm a recovering addict named Frank. I'm clean by God's grace and God's mercy in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. First and foremost, I just want to thank God for everything right now, this very moment. I want to thank God for all the members and their traveling mercies just seeing us together like this, to see my friend who's 3,000 miles away for everything. I want to thank you for just telling us your story. I want to thank the Chesapeake Potomac Region Narcotics Anonymous, the program committee. It's a great, great honor, but it's more of just a privilege to have membership in Narcotics Anonymous. I am so grateful to be clean. Listen, I feel good. Nobody's got it better than us. Listen, I want to thank God for paying my ransom note. I want to thank God for taking me out of hell. Because hell has an exit. Randy, hell's got an exit. It was a long process out there. It was a long, long time to be a slavery. Listen, it takes great courage. It takes great bravery, right, to trust us here. After being misinformed from the misinformed, who wants to be told what to do? Listen, it's been a long, long journey. The journey's not over with. This ain't even an event. This is a briefing. Listen, I just want to thank God for just allowing me to have a process here and not behind the walls doing time. I want to thank God for relieving the obsession to use. Listen, just to trust your own prayer. It's been a prayer that I've had to trust here. Listen, to say, God, help me get out of this one. Listen, it's been a long, long process. I've been clean longer than I used. Larry, I've been clean longer than I used. That's a miracle in itself for any of us. To trust one program, one disease, one God, one home group, one clean date. Not use. I got a lot of no matter what. But trusting in a minute clean. Listen, my greatest courage has been in my battles. Not when it's been all good. It's trusting the process when you want to commit suicide clean. When you just don't want to show up no more. Trust in that process. Trust in that, look, Narcotics Anonymous works no matter what. Recovery's experience through the steps. It's our best insurance against relapse. But you need, listen, recovery's experience in what we do here. It's in our step process. It's not what we're saying. It's what we're doing. Listen, you keep hanging around tricks, you're going to be a trick. It's been a long process to stop tricking. And believe and trust that you can stop tricking and become a man of God. Or become a dad. Listen, telling my story. Listen, it's been a rough process, but I haven't recovered gracefully. It's been a lot of balls to the wall. Don't use no matter what. That process, when you just wanted to give up, and you had to come out of the grip and come in a group and tell your story on yourself. Listen, it's a bad place when you're somewhere and everybody knows your story and you can't tell it. Right, Richie? You know it. Sooner or later, the truth has got to set you free here. But it feels good to come clean and share clean. Listen, it's an opportunity. Listen, I don't share for effect in the oohs and the ahs. Listen, it's for freedom. It's for freedom to tell you about me. Listen, I want to thank God for everything here. I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to start the process. Listen, you got one enemy, you got one battle plan. I want to thank the old timer for digging the trenches here for me. That process, when there wasn't any of us. I want to thank the process on the East Coast. And when I say that, members like Dutch, and Blaze, and Doreen, and Tony D. And I say that because they dug the trenches for us, right, my sponsor, right, so that, look, we could have a process. It was the men like Larry and the Seamuses and the Thomases that were here to dig the trenches for us. You got to have courage when you're under pressure. Listen, that's where it's happening. Listen, when I'm under pressure and I'm trusting with I'm trusting when you're telling me the truth about myself. When the real me's got to stand up and you're not around. When it's just me and I'm trusting that no matter what, if I don't disturb the process, listen, we can get a whole lot of hope around here and keep on hoping and hoping, but I'd rather turn that hope into faith and then trust the process. Listen, my greatest, greatest experience here is trusting in God. But listen, that's been a process. It's been through a whole lot of, look, it talks about in our 7-step flat book, right? For anybody's on, look, I'm going to go there real quick. Anybody on Facebook, get off the Facebook, get into the flat book. I know that might be a process for you. Listen, man, we pick it up along the way. That might be. If anybody doesn't know what the flat book is, it's Step Working Guides of Narcotics Anonymous. But listen, we had to trust that process. When I got clean, it was the 5th edition. And we didn't have what we have today. We had to trust in one more at it. Listen, I'm talking about when you're in a storm. I'm talking about when your life has just shown up without your permission. The war ain't never over here. The war is not over. There's a spiritual warfare going on in our lives. Listen, once we start getting into the recovery process, listen, once you get clean here, that's as clean as you're going to get. That's it. Your urine's clean. That's it. Let's go. That's it. Listen, my experience here, I got clean in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Larry, it was in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. They told me that old time message, shut up, work the steps or die, MF, la-di-da-di, that's it, man. Look, and it was sponsorship. Those who utilize sponsorship get the most out of this program. Not orgasms. Not, listen, everything's a process. Addiction's more than the use of drugs. Listen, the processing for me, since I've been clean, is stopping the madness in my life. Because, look, listen, there's all different brands of insanity after you've been clean. That's when your story starts. Newcomer, there's hope after dope. That's it. Just trust whatever we're doing, we're not using. Now, don't say what. This can be dangerous here. But I know, listen, sharing's not a competitive sport. Service is not a competitive sport. What's an opportunity is to be a champ in a sport in your recovery. Can you go through the storm and come back and report and tell us how you're a champ in your recovery, what you had to do in your process? Listen, it's been a process here to learn how to keep the lights on in the house that I live in. Y'all taught me that. You taught me, listen, that one of the greatest struggles I've had in recovery is to learn how to be a single parent, right? Coming from a place, right, when you're a deadbeat dad, right? And child support, listen, is a responsibility. It's a process to learn. Listen, if you're smoking crack, you're not sending the money order. That's it. Listen. We're talking about like how recovery, right, gets the opportunity to fit our literature. For anybody that don't know, it's a responsibility. Your kids, your children happen to become a responsibility. Look, it works how and why talks about it. That we got an obligation here, right? to like, look, I'm telling my story, but the literature tells us the truth, that it's our obligation here to let them know where you work at. We call that the courthouse. Listen, it's a response. Listen. Coming to Narcotics Anonymous and being misinformed, it was a process to learn how to send a money order, right? To process to have the ability to stand up and have courage, right? Under ultimate authority, the judge, and explain to the judge, I've never had a full-time job, right? It takes great courage. It takes a great process through prayer and trust to, like, put you in a position to where you need to be responsible for your own recovery here, right? To learn how to listen, to learn how to pay in your own way. Listen, that stuff didn't come overnight for me. It didn't just, like, happen like that. It wasn't an event. It was a court date. After having my life unmanageable again and again, clean after coming to Narcotics Anonymous. Look, I'm talking after coming to Narcotics Anonymous, we realized we were sick people, right? A different degree of sickness, a different degree of addiction. All right, thank God for our literature, because I've experienced and still am today that the joy and the journey is in my recovery fits the literature. It's always been a demolition process of some sort. In that process, it talks about recovery and relapse. Come high or high hell or high water, right? We don't use no matter what. But in that process, right? Listen, it's always darkest before the day of dawn. Listen, I'm in love with my daughter and my children. I've had the opportunity to be what I've always wanted to be in Narcotics Anonymous, and that was to be accountable for love. Listen, it talks about not an event, but there are events in our lives, and we get the opportunity to go back into society and be a part of events. A lot of us show up at PTA meetings. A lot of us have opportunities to get married here and stay clean here and have weddings, right? And listen, we go to PTA meetings. We go to soccer fields. Listen, I've had the opportunity in almost 19 and a half years clean in Narcotics Anonymous to enjoy good events, you know? But listen, there has to be a success story here in your recovery. And we have to share their success here, that good things are happening to us in Narcotics Anonymous because we've trusted. Listen, it takes great courage when you're under fire here and you're getting your back kicked out because you're starting to do something against the grain. You're starting to talk about the solution in Narcotics Anonymous. When you're reporting and talking about being steadfast and persevering and not wanting to do the same old thing you've done for years, and you know that you can trust this because somebody else is doing it. And we are each other's eyes and ears, and we're trusting the experienced member, the ultimate weapon that's telling us, look, you don't got to use, you can change, you can listen, because I know when you get honest here, you get a brand new start. At that moment, and just trusting, as I'm talking about, just admitting to God. Just admitting to God and trusting that, listen, whoever that person, place might think, that exact nature, talk about the issue behind that issue, whatever it might be, that's got you incarcerated in you. Listen, I understand what it's like having clean time and still everybody's suffering and dealing with something in here and loving you right where you are. Everybody's got a struggle. Everyone does. And it's getting through the struggles and trust in us. Listen, nobody's got it better than us. No one does. In spite of what's going on right now, you just lost your children, you lost your home. Listen, the greatest courage is being in a situation where life has showed up. Listen, my greatest strength and courage has been when I lost her, or when I lost everything but my clean date, and been painless and jobless and homeless, right? I'm talking about hitting bottoms clean, and still having your clean date clean, and talking about, listen, I'm not talking about having counterfeit spirituality. I'm not talking about this God that I check in with sometimes to see if he's still with me. I'm talking about staying in a prayer life and listen, being able to be under attack and still feeling good about life. I'm talking about in spite of when you're in the storm and you got whatever's coming your way and you're under fire, you're taking everything that's coming at you, whether it be gossip or whether it be hate. Whether it be just you just holding on one more day, one more meeting. Listen, I'm talking about my story. I'm talking, listen, 92 days clean, my mom died. Right? And all I trusted, right, was you. Doreen came to my home group. She shared. She said, little boy's going to be all right. Guess what? It's been all right. It's been all right. It's been all right. It's just been all right. Listen, we're years clean. Trusting, right? Just trusting behind the walls, locked up, clean. Right? And just trusting. Listen, I'm going to get out of this one. God took me out the worst nightmares. When I never thought they would have an opportunity to even live this dream like this. Lost dreams awaken new possibility rise and say, you can leave now. Clean from being behind the walls. Huh? I'm talking about when it's just been trusting in that prayer. Trusting and knowing whatever's behind that corner, that guess what? The script's already being written for me. Listen, I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you when there has been times in my recovery when she left me, the mother of my daughter left me for another woman, and I was painless, jobless, and homeless, 10 years clean, sitting in my home group celebrating. Listen, just celebrating having one more day clean, man, and knowing that, guess what? I still trust you all. Listen, one of the biggest struggles, right, the biggest struggles is learning how to forgive and have being in a process of forgiveness and just taking it on the chin. I want to thank God for all men and women here that have given me the opportunity to put me in a place of forgiveness. See, listen, I'm talking about, look, when life just shows up, right, and it's not with your permission that day and your perception of reality changes quick. Right? I'm talking about like men and women that have been put in my life that have spiritual maturity, that are living dreams of their own and telling me, Frankie, it's going to be all right, man. Listen, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I remember the urgency in life here. From the beginning, from like, look, you get a flat tire. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Got a flat tire. I'm not going to work. Huh? Not going to work. She left me. I'm not going to NA no more. She got away. Listen, we talk about a hard-won experience. The things that used to bring so much urgency to my life, I thought were the most dramatic, the most dramaless in my life. Richie! She left. She was just there for a day. Well, I thought that was a long-term relationship. Right? Okay. And trusting that, guess what? Because our 10th step and it works how and why tells us that we will get evidence of what a healthy relationship is. And that'll be when we're at peace and we're finding out that we have long-term relationships in recovery, right? And they become healthy. And they've been there in your life for a while because, listen, they're starting to play a difference in your life. Listen, I can tell you when I was 10 years clean, right, and I was living in Baltimore. I'm from D.C., got clean outside D.C., la-di-da-di, everybody. I love the Redskins. Okay, let's move on, right? Okay, but look, listen, but I can tell you at 10 years clean, when I was painless, jobless, and homeless, matter of fact, right, listen, it was guys and men that had been here, had been trusting this process, that were devoted to their wives and devoted to their children in society, the freedom and the goodwill that they were having here, and they were telling me, look, Frank, if your name ain't on the lease anywhere, you're homeless. Stop living with chicks. Listen, we come here, and everything is new to our horizons. I thought that was the easy way out. Get a chick, I'll move in. Yes, I got a couple bags. I'm going lightly. My greatest challenge was the mother of my daughter telling me, you're going to be accountable. I said, what are you talking about? She said, Ann said, Frank, you're going to be accountable. Right? I said, accountable to what? To you moving out. And you raising what God blessed us. Because on Halloween 9 years ago, what I thought was a trick, right, was a treat. My baby girl. So listen, I had to trust, Randy. I had to trust when Richie was telling me, you can be a single parent. Because I did it. I had to trust that I could, listen, hold a baby girl in my, God knew what to do with this womanizer. God knew what to do in my story here. God said, listen, I'm going to give you the greatest gift that I've given anyone. I'm going to give you a baby girl. God gave me my daughter. And at 10 years clean, I was $14,000 in arrears child support, right? Listen, I was painless, jobless, and homeless. I was in Baltimore City. We called that the belly of the beast, right? The wire, right? And listen. I was shoveling rat shit for $45 a day in Jurassic Park. Out of an abandoned house. Some of y'all have had membership on Fairmont and Greenmont Avenue and Fulton. A lot of members have raised up because they trusted in just what? A prayer. Have come off them corners. 10 years clean, I was shoveling rat shit. Had to trust that no, if I don't use and I show up, right? That God is going to do something that I could never imagine. Within 2 weeks of just showing up every day and being great. Listen, can you be grateful when everything's gone but you and your clean date? 11th tradition talks to you about a testimony will happen. Can you raise up and tell your story at that time? I don't know how to be a dad. I don't know how to pay bills. I don't know how to grow up here. Listen, I had a trust in you all. I trust that, listen, Frank, we're going to get you what you need for your baby girl. We're going to show you how to work every day. We're going to help you pay your child support. We're going to help you. Within 2 weeks, I was in the city hall in Baltimore, right? They were giving me work. Right? And ever since, and in the last, listen, I'm a bum. I'm a bum who was a fire barrel bum on 14th and U and 11th and O. Bending road at 4 o'clock in the morning. What was I doing? I was insane. I trusted what the disease told me. But I trusted you, the experienced member, who said, listen, you can get your own place. In the last 9 years, I've had my own place from God's given me enough opportunity to say, listen, you and your baby girl, if you do what I ask you to do, and you sacrifice, your little girl can have a dad. Listen, I'm in love with my child. Right? I can tell you from trusting this process, right? From trusting it, that no matter what goes on at that moment, I listen, that I never gotta get high again. And I tell you, it's only because of grace, an undeserved gift, at that moment said, I guess still got you. Still got you, boy. I still got you. A lot of my friends know the last couple of years have been a process. Because like a lot of us, we can get into things, but getting out's hard. But the disease can't hit a moving target. God, listen, thank God we keep them moving here. Because after every step in the step working, God says, keep them moving. Right? We keep them moving. We keep them moving. We keep them moving. We go places. We carry the message. We carry each other. 12-step carries the wounded. I thank God for being able to carry the wounded here. I thank God for being in the trenches, clean, when you're just wanting to not hold on no more, one more day. But listen, knowing that, guess what? It's going to get better at any moment. You just don't know when that moment is. You don't know when you're going to laugh again. You don't know when you're going to eat again, clean. I dream big. I got a big God. And I'm among the biggest gift. And that's us. And what I've experienced is in the last couple of years, listen, man, I got married in Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm coming out of a divorce, right? I'm getting ready to be divorced. And listen, I'm not clapping. Hippie, hippie, ha, ha, ha. No. We're not having a party. But we're staying clean. And we're sharing hope together. Right? It's not a grandiose time. Right? But it's a time for God to shine His love among us. It's a time for my children still to be able to look at me and say, I love you, Daddy. I'm proud of you. You're always there, Daddy. And in the process, when my wife was leaving me, and I was in my home, and a couple days later, I got a phone call. And the woman said, Frankie, we got to come talk to you. I said, listen, if it's about drama, I've had enough of it. But if it's about staying clean and helping somebody, she said, yes. And I said, come. And she came over to my house, and she told me that the mother of my daughter had used after 14 years. The same woman who told me, I got to leave. Right? Disturbed her process. And over a year ago, we had to go behind enemy lines. But listen, you guys taught me that. You women taught me that. I called my sponsor, I said, Richie, I said, listen, what do I do? He said, go get your child. Go get your child. And when I showed up, I didn't know I was just getting Hannah. I got her and the rest of the children. Listen, yeah, you're talking about a cold-blooded loser, a bum. Huh? Her and the rest of the kids. Right? Listen, what I thought was a curse was a blessing. She's had her struggles, but she's clean today. Right? God's house is big enough for her and the kids, and they stayed with me for a while. And listen, we started giving hope to her. Right? The sisters were showing up, and we started giving hope back to Ange and letting her know, listen, her worst nightmare happened, man. Her worst nightmare happened. But you guys and women told me, don't use. At 10 years clean, lady said, don't use. And I went to meetings and I cried and I talked about what was happening. Listen, we learned how to survive our emotions here. We don't gotta smoke. We learn how to survive when we just want to give up and we don't know what we're feeling some days. And then we got scatterbrained. We don't want to go to work. We don't want to show up and be accountable at our jobs. We don't want to be accountable in our friendships. I thank God for my friends that said, listen, I'm upset with you, but I still love you. Listen, we don't kick people in the back here. We're about encouraging people here. We're about building people up in Narcotics Anonymous. We're not about holding nobody hostages here. We're not. We're about telling each other, listen, we can make it. No matter what, we can make it no matter what's going on. Listen, I understand love's an action word. It's a process for everyone. To have the opportunity to love here. It's a process, man. Listen, I thank God for my little girl who loves God more than her dad. And in that process, a lot of people say that's foreign. That don't make sense. You and your mother, your child, are friends. We are. We have our struggles. You know? We got an opportunity. We got an opportunity. Not to rekindle the physical part. Everybody said, well, you and Ange getting back together? I hope in this process, you know? I hope that she can get hope again from us. That she never has to use again. It don't have to be that legacy. You know, in the process of that, listen, it's not, this is my challenge today. I was telling a lot of my friends know. About 2.5 months ago, I got sick. And I got diabetes. I'm living with it, not dying from it. But listen. I'm talking about a guy where addiction's more than the use of drugs. And the disease of addiction has been slowly trying to commit suicide on me before I put the drug in me. I come from a place where enough is never enough, where I used to hover over my food. Hey, listen, look, I'm talking about my story here. I'm talking about enough is never enough for this guy. I'm talking about still eating food like it's my last plate. And got pocket full of money. Still eating like somebody's looking over me, and God forbid that I deserve to have this plate. Tell my story. So in the process of that, I got sick through the winter, which I thought was just an ordinary cold. I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe. Everybody's talking. Listen, I like to get gab. I love to laugh. You know, I like that. But when you're among that and you can't do that, you start feeling like an invalid. And that's the way I was feeling. I was telling my friend Eric I couldn't move my arm. Pant size, outrageous, right? Holding my head down in the mall, shopping in stores, that I was feeling the shame, right? And listen, when enough is enough, but I couldn't breathe, y'all. Listen, I'm talking about I couldn't breathe. I could only get out just enough. You know what I'm saying? To where I would start justifying, well, instead of being on the phone, I'll text. Because then I would have my breath. So listen, I did what you members have done before me. Now you talk about a process. I had to go get the membership at the gym. So now I suffer from illusion and fantasy because I couldn't see my wee-wee. So anyways, off that, let's get back to basics. Okay, listen, I show up at the gym, right, got the membership, boom, 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 okay, can I work out now? Oh yeah, go ahead, right? So listen, I'm on the stair a little bit, right? Here they come, boom, 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 boom. Oh, my God, it seemed like the football team came in. I was like, okay, okay. They just like, they do it like it's nothing. But they had to start the process somewhere, too. Right? Okay, right? Okay. Because a lot of us want to come here and share la-di-da-di everybody, right? But listen, everybody has to get in touch with their story first. Listen, you got to do some dirt around here before you can share some good truth around here first. So listen, man, because listen, you got to find your way. So look, now I'm at the gym, right? And I always call my friend Richie, say I'm going. And he says, you never call me back. I said, because I wasn't, I haven't told him why. I'm just not ready at that moment. See, I go in the morning times when all of us ain't there, right? Right? Because what started happening was that, listen, lack of self-acceptance, Randy, I don't feel good enough, man. I don't feel good enough because, listen, you can do it. I want the magic pill, right? I want to lose it all now, peace, just like anything else. We get immediate benefits when we work the steps. Yes, we do. But listen, it's in the joy and the journey that we find. So lately, in the last month and a half, y'all, I've been finding some joy going to the gym, right? Listen, all the little girly girlies, they're in there doing their thing and everything. I got to focus on TV. I got to close my eyes, just do my thing, sing a song. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah. Yeah, her too. I go into triangle self-succession. I think about all the exes that left me. Right? I'm going to show them one day. Yeah, sooner or later. Yeah. So in the process, before I know it, my little bit of time's up. Now listen, this might not mean nothing to you. Started with 3 minutes. Well, maybe if I put on more clothes. Brian, if I put more clothes on, I'll sweat more. 3 minutes. Okay. I hate the time thing. Because these checks in says scales over there. I haven't walked by the scale yet. Okay, look, I can do 3 minutes. Okay. Come back. Take a little break, right? Work my way up to 7. like anything else, a process. Make a long story short, la-di-da, la-di-da. One's too many, a thousand's never enough. Now I'm wanting to go all the time, right? But check it out, right? Now I'm up to 30 minutes on one machine. Right? Okay, hold on. Thank you. But listen, it's in that process. Now I can measure some growth. Now I can look back and measure that growth, just like in Narcotics Anonymous, because once I started working the steps, real freedom became possible. It wasn't when I wasn't doing nothing. I had to trust in something. I had to trust in when I started taking my highlighter and started just getting into our literature, my recovery started fitting the literature, I started finding out that guess what? To surrender means victory. Right? So look, I got nothing in my refrigerator. See, he says, just empty the whole house out. That's crazy. You still got to drink. You still got to eat. So look, rabbits don't have nothing on me. I eat more grass than rabbits do. But listen, I got hope. And I got men and women in here, especially when I see you there. And you're showing up. You know what you're saying? Go, Bones! Go, Frankie Bones! Come on! Go! And go! Go! And listen, Z's checked in. Right? Because the Joker said, look, listen, man, you know. This is how disease works, right? Shows up, don't ask permission. Guy said to me, he said, listen, I was getting ready to celebrate 2 years clean. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I said, what about that steroid you shot? Uh-oh. He said, Frankie, you can do one too. I said, you want me to die right here in the gym? That's not God's will for me. Unless that's what's God's will for me, because 11-step flat book, step one, God said, it's God's will for us not to relapse. So listen, how bad did I want to look good for girly girl? I'm not buying that lie. And then I said to the brother, I said, listen, call your sponsor. Call your sponsor. Because listen, a lot of times in here, we trust, sometimes we trust the wrong members with the wrong experience because of bad sponsorship. So listen, before I went to the gym, I started asking people. And what they said, take your time. Trust the process. Just trust. Keep going. And then sooner or later, you'll start liking what you see in the mirror. Listen, we can tell each other all day long, you look great, love you, oh yeah, you got it going on, nice outfit and everything. But when you're alone, the first thought, disease checks in and says, you are still one goofball dude. First thought. Second thought comes, you're the prize still. You're still as beautiful as the day I gave you birth. So listen, I'm going to thank NA. Again, nobody's got it better than us. Newcomer, kick your shoes off, trust this process, and listen, have a great, great, great weekend. We all have learned to have fun in NA. I keep coming back.